So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you are listening to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Welcome, James Hatney here as always. And today we are going to be talking about how you can deal with a potential lockdown or stricter restrictions in your area or just a general COVID pandemic, how you can deal with this and have a much more positive experience and actually get shit done while the world is on hold, as so many people are saying. And it's been a while. Do you know, I think I've done pretty well. Would you agree? I've done pretty well, not to mention COVID, over the past few episodes. If you've been listening to the podcast regularly, like I know so much of you, so many of you do. So before we do jump into today's podcast, if you haven't already, hit subscribe and share the podcast with friends and with family and tag me in on Instagram at impactcoaching1. I love seeing everybody and you guys sharing the podcast, where you're listening to it. So share where you're listening to the podcast. I'm really intrigued to find out. So this episode has come from, as well, the UK is slowly sliding into a lot tighter restrictions, as well as, from what I'm seeing, a lot of Europe. Well, let's just, let's just say the world. We've been like this now for, 8 or 9 months. And I'm not going to sit here now and tell you what's going on in the world, because you know what's going on. But we have a lockdown that's imminent in the UK or in different areas and nationwide. But what today's focus is that it puts an extra strain on your mental health, on your relationships, on the fact that you're feeling that your life has been put on hold. And this has come, in terms of that, I feel, has come from the media who've been portraying that the world has been put on hold, things are stopping, things are slowing down. And if you believe that, then your life is going to be put on hold. Your life is going to slow down. So it's about changing from that mindset and focusing on keeping your life moving forward, just like I know you want to do. But this, as I said, it does have huge mindset barriers, because you can feel stuck and you can feel trapped. And I know you are, as I've said, an ambitious person who wants to I'll get my words out soon. I'm not going to edit that out, you know. I like being authentic. But you want to be moving forward in your life, growing, challenging yourself each and every single day. So I want to share something that I have done throughout this lockdown that's really, really helped me. That's really helped me to remain focused, to see huge growth in my business, in my relationships, in my personal life, and my confidence and my self-esteem has increased as well. And I've actively been doing this during lockdown and this whole pandemic. And it's really quite straightforward and simple. And this is setting an intention. Now, I know people, as I'm sure you do, you may be even one of these people, whose pure intention has been to survive during lockdown and this whole coronavirus. But what would happen if you set the intention to thrive? Not to survive, but to thrive during this pandemic that we all are all experiencing. Because that is what I did. And I have seen a huge growth in my business, my happiness, and my ability to deal with what is going on, to make better choices and to take advantage of opportunities that I'm creating. And it's all been by setting goals, targets for being in lockdown. So when we first went into lockdown in the UK, which was, it seems so long ago, I think it was March, that I knew that watching Netflix all day would drive me insane. Now, I love Netflix. I love a little series now and again. But that is not how I want to spend my life. I don't want to spend my life watching Netflix. It would drive me insane. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to really aim. I wanted to focus on what I was going to get out of lockdown. What am I going to get out of all this free time? Even though I was still pretty busy. But what did I want to get out of this? So I set goals. I set intentions for the month, for the week, for the day. So I had a sense of achievement, momentum, and consistency. Because what I feel has happened is, this may have happened to you, is you've gone from being in a job where you do get a sense of some form of achievement. You have some form of structure to your day. And then what happened was, is you were then thrown into this world where you had a lot of time. You had a lot more time. You didn't have the structure and that sense of achievement. So you were possibly searching for that achievement. And you may still are now, even though you've gone back to a job. You're still searching for that. You're still searching for that true fulfillment and sense of achievement. And setting goals, setting targets is really key, and setting an intention. There's a guy here in the UK, a fitness star called Joe Wicks. I'm not too sure if he's gone global. I think he has, maybe. You may have heard of him. But each day during this lockdown in the UK, he set a fitness routine online to help others. So people had that form of achievement and goals in their life to get up and to do this. And it wasn't just to watch a series a day, which I know can easily be done. So what I want now is for you to move forward is when these restrictions may be coming in, when lockdown may be happening, wherever you are in the world. I don't know your current circumstance, but I know you're dealing with the pandemic. So for this, for you, you don't have to be in lockdown. You don't have to have tight restrictions. This is something that you need to be doing in your day-to-day life, pandemic or no pandemic. This is a lifelong thing that I would suggest you do in setting personal goals so you have true fulfillment. You have true fulfillment in goals that matter to you. Yes, not these goals that are set by your work, not goals that are set by your job, your office environment, whatever that may be, that you go, oh, you know what, I really couldn't care less. These are goals that are going to really make you wake up with desire, make you feel like you're working towards fulfillment, working towards a greater purpose than just going to a job. You push yourself and you take control of your life. You'll be happier. But also, this is your responsibility. This is your responsibility, and you have that choice. And I want to give you that choice to enable you to realize that you have that choice. You can set the responsibility for setting an intention. Nobody else will. It's your choice. And I want to give you that choice. So what I want you to do is, if you are facing tight restrictions, or you want to use COVID-19 to achieve something amazing in your life and strive towards your goals, towards your dreams, and I want you to consider and ask yourself these two questions. You know, I love questions. That's part and part of me being a coach. I like to think that I'm a bit of a question geek, a bit of a question freak. Not, is that the word? I don't know. But yeah, I'd like to label myself as that. I love a good question. So I want you to now reflect on where you are now and where you were 6 months ago during the real, real height of the pandemic, okay, which I know is struggling now at the moment in time. I want you to really look back and ask yourself, what did I learn that I can apply now to move forward with? And what would I like to achieve over the next 3 months? Because if you don't set these intentions, if you don't ask yourself these questions, then you're going to have the same frustrations, the same boredom, the lower self-esteem, the lack of purpose to your day as you may have had before, or you've been having throughout your whole life. And I know you don't want that. I know that you want to set goals, or else you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So the questions that I want you to ask yourself is, what did you learn that you can apply to the now and the future? And what would you like to achieve to move forward? Because that is really, really key. These are moving you forward, looking at the outcome of what you want and not focusing on what's going wrong and what didn't work out. We're focusing on what you learned from what has been going on in the world and how you can use that learning to move forward in your life. It's been wonderful speaking to you once again today. I've had the absolute pleasure. I've loved it, and I hope you got some real value from that, because when you set the intention, when you set an intention to work towards of being positive or being better, getting better results, setting goals, setting intentions, setting targets, and you work towards that, that brings in purpose, that brings in motivation, that brings in drive into your life. And I know you want that. I know you do want that. So, thank you for listening to today's podcast. And I'm gonna finish today's podcast as I always do. Remember that your habits and your routines will work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.